unofficial theme song for one Barry Chapman, who, when you notice the water running down the stairs, when you notice something leaking where it shouldn't be, who are you going to call? Well, Chapman Plumbing. Get a call on a Tuesday, and Barry comes into the studio every Tuesday to let you know what's happening in the world of local plumbing on KZN North Coast. It's Radio Life and Style. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're in for a treat, because it's that time. It's Tuesday. Barry, welcome to the microphone once again, my friend.
Good morning. Well, nice to see you again, bud. And nice to have a chat with all our listeners again.
You know what? Since our last week's chat, the word seems to have spread far and wide that an Olympian walks amongst us. And Barry, still riding high of the recent plumbing Olympics and placing top, on the podium, gold medal in the South African Plumbing Olympics, having just returned from Gauteng with the gold in hand and walking around town today with one of those gigantic like WrestleMania belts to prove the point. Great to have you back, Barry. Have you noticed a slight shift in the way people kind of look at you now with extra reverence and respect and differential treatment?
Well, there's definitely one or two. In general, like my team name said, plumbing with passion and pride.
All the way.
I've always been that guy. I really take my job seriously. I love what I do. I love helping people. So I think it comes out in the wash that, I'm passionate about what I do, and what I say is not going to be nonsense. And if I don't know the answer to it, I'm going to go look it up, and I'll let you know what the answer is. Because the worst thing you can do is make up a bunch of hogwash.
pretend you know, yeah. and then actually just wing it. No, that's not the Barry Chapman way. But listen, this week, Tuesday, obviously we're heading through the winter stretch right now.
Goodness, has it been chilly.
We've had some chilly, nippy weather, to say the least, in the last week. I'm sure that puts a strain on certain plumbing setups. I'm just guessing that things kind of contract. Although they are supposed to be designed to have a certain amount of tolerance, right? Things should be able to sort of withstand changes in season and temperature if they've been installed correctly to spec with sort of the latest materials. But let's be honest, there's a lot of old, creaky plumbing setups around town.
Yeah.
If you have noticed that maybe something is not draining as fast as it should have, or it's kind of backed up a little bit and then kind of sorted itself out, but there's definitely something going on there. Before the shtuck really hits the fan, what would your advice be, Barry?
No, so aging infrastructure is one major thing. And even new installations that we're seeing as well that aren't being done correctly are leaving the homeowner in a spot of bother with some effluent running down places that they don't really want. So a CCTV camera inspection is an absolute lifesaver. It's information that gives you, so much, the insight into something that's underground. How it's laid, does it have any dips in it, is it squashed or deformed, or all sorts of things. Pipes in the old days, they were bitumen pipes, they were clay pipes, they were asbestos pipes. We've now moved to PVC. The PVC originally was quite a rigid, strong PVC. Now there's all the different classes of PVC, and some of the classes of PVC that are getting put in are not fit for purpose, and they are very soft. So if not installed correctly in the manufacturer's installation requirements, you end up with deformation of the pipe and everything like that, high and low spots or restrictions and flow, and then you end up with blockages.
Now, when you're talking like this, I think it actually kind of sounds quite medical. If you've ever been for an endoscope or something, and you've got a blockage of an obstruction, and it's not unlike that. The CCTV camera technology as it is today, it's kind of medical. This is the stuff that 20 years ago, 25 years ago, not very common now. The tech is at a place that you literally can go put a scope down
100%
and see what's there.
So in the old days, you used to rock up on site with a van full of oaks, and you would go dig up the whole garden, trying to find the area or find the issue, you know? Or, I mean, you would stick your rods down and get a plus minus area where it's affected.
Remember that game on like Windows 95, like Minesweeper? A bit like, where's the leak? Is it over here?
So yeah, I mean, that's definitely, it's added an element of speed to any job that needs to be done. You know, nowadays people want things done and dusted, get over it and move on. So the camera is definitely, you know, annual survey or biannual in some cases we do. Some people do it every 2 years. It all depends on what's been affecting the area over the years, how many trees you have in your garden, what kind of trees you have in the garden. So, I mean, we've got one client that's got a line that runs under their house, like a courtyard area in their house. And there's a giant fig tree outside. Ooh. And they're not interested in cutting open their sewer line and digging open the courtyard to get it repaired. So we're there once every 3 months kind of thing with the machines. We go and cut everything free, cut it loose, and off they carry on. And they're quite happy with that solution. They are aware that at some stage you're going to have big roots there that are going to start crushing the pipe now. And then they will attack it when that happens. But for now, just maintenance. Huh. Trenches. I mean, I was at a house yesterday inspecting a stormwater system, and I climbed into the attenuation tank and looked at the inflow pipes coming into the attenuation tank, and the one inflow pipe looked like it was a snake going over rumble strips.
Oh.
It was just going up and down and up and down as I could see down the pipe. And those are not the things that you want, because you have all the solids that settle inside those little dips, and it slowly builds up until it blocks the pipe, and then you're left in a spot of bother. So preventative maintenance and knowing what your system looks like underground, I think, is very important. Especially on the sewer side of things, you know, stormwater has its place. It can cause a hell of a lot of damage to a property if your stormwater is not flowing.
Yeah.
But you've got to look back at the sewer side of things and the contamination that it does to your property, especially people with kids and stuff like that are playing in the garden. You don't want effluent lying around and having kids, you know, being in that same area. So, you know, when you do have a spill, we can get bacteria. It's a effluent bacteria it's powder that we sprinkle on the floor, and it consumes the effluent that there. But, you know, at the end of the day, everything adds up. So preventative maintenance, I think, is a far better idea.
I would second that notion. So if you, this is kind of serving as a reminder, like, oh yeah, actually I kind of been meaning to get that thing looked at, or call someone around. Just get your phone out, put it in, you do a little reminder right now. Let's just say, just search for a plumber. And if you're looking for my special guest, Barry Chapman, what's the best way to get in touch with the Chapman Plumbing Team?
Well, our office is 032-525-4123. You can find us on the web as well, chapmanplumbing.co.za, and Facebook as well. And then my cell phone number is all over the place. You're more than welcome to give me a shout and we can chat on 082-571-6455.
And for at least the next year, while the Olympic title stands, Barry is open for endorsements, sponsorship arrangements. If you're looking to have an Olympian be the face of your brand and to say, I'm Barry Chapman and I support this message.
Well, it's plumbing tool suppliers and those kind of guys.
That's
where
we
need
about.
To go.
Yeah, there we go. Keep it on brand, man.
100%.
I like the sound of this. So you listen, but hopefully by next Tuesday, we'll be able to announce your first official partnership, and we'll go for gold again. But you're hearing it here on a Tuesday on Radio Life and Style, and whether it's a drain issue, a leak issue, a geezer issue, or any kind of plumbing related emergency, don't let it get to absolutely critical. If you're seeing the early signs of something there, prevention is far better than cure. And you're hearing it from the plumbing doctor, Barry Chapman. Chapman Plumbing, right here.
Thank you so much, guys.
We'll do it again next week, my friend.
Beautiful.
Yep. Yeah,